Well, as I mentioned a little earlier, the properties of aspirin have long been recognised in preventing stroke and heart attack, but the world's most humble drug could prove to be a secret weapon against one of the worst ravages of old age. A $50 million medical trial funded by United States-based National Institutes of Health is underway in Australia now to determine whether this little pill, used for everything from headaches to hangovers, could also delay the onset of dementia and prevent certain types of cancers, as well as deafness and blindness. It has long been considered, as you know, the great miracle drug of our age in many respects, because of its ongoing properties. And I think if this is proven to be correct, this is an extraordinary outcome as well. John McNeil from the School of Public Health and Preventative Medicine at Monash University joins us now. John, how are you?
Hi, Rob. I'm good, thanks.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about this trial. It's actually out of America, but being held in Australia as well.
Yes, you summarised it very well. It's certainly a very big and expensive trial, but that reflects the importance of the question. I mean, one of the biggest, agendas of preventive medicine now is how to keep the increasing numbers of elderly people in our community alive and fit and healthy as long as possible. And this trial is basically questioning whether aspirin can play a role in this.
It's an extraordinary drug, isn't it? I mean, I think even at school you learn about how important it is, it was essentially a painkiller when it came onto the market a long time ago. But it's now been found to have so many effects right across the physiology of human beings, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It was first synthesised in Germany in 1898, and in the flu epidemic of 1918 to 20, it had a big role in helping alleviate the symptoms, but nobody really knew how it worked until the 1960s.
Wow. How does it work?
Well, it does two things. Its main action is to stop platelets sticking together, and platelets are little fragments of tissue that circulate in the blood, and when there's a rupture in a blood vessel, they race to the break and block it and stop any more blood leaking out. And that's very important. And as you get older, of course, blood vessels become more fragile, and this is quite an important thing for the body to do.
There has been a school of thought that every man, woman and child on the planet, well, not child perhaps, but every man and woman on the planet should be taking aspirin prophylactically. Is that still the case?
Look, there's a lot of people who think on the basis of theoretical properties of aspirin that should be the case, but I think in actual fact the biggest issue is whether it should be taken routinely by older people. Now, at the moment it's recommended, as you mentioned earlier on, for anybody who's had a heart attack or a stroke. But we just simply don't know whether other people who haven't had a heart attack or a stroke, should be taking it. And the reason is we don't know whether the benefits outweigh the risks.
Right, because the risks are what? The stomach lining issues or something?
It's mainly bleeding. It's, you know, when your platelets aren't working, these small breaks in the artery can lead to serious bleeding, and that could lead to anemia. And that's become more common in the elderly. That's the number that... problem.
Yes, and what's the scientific evidence to date that suggests, obviously the study's yet to be concluded, but suggests that there may be a causal link between aspirin and dementia?
Look, it's largely theory. There's very little good evidence at the moment because no one's done a proper trial, and Esprit, this trial we're talking about, will be the first and biggest and most definitive look at this question.
Mm. No, it's fascinating stuff. And when will we know about this? It'll take quite some time, I imagine.
2018. I mean, this is a preventive trial, so we've got to... Prevention is preventing things in the future, so they take a long time and a lot of people.
Yeah, fantastic. Good. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
It's a pleasure, Rob.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it? So it's about the aspirins for the elderly, that, of course, was Professor John McNeil, who's the study's investigator here in Australia.